He was told up to third reading.
You want a motion on it, but...
Just to defer the third reading. So we prepare the...
What items were they?
It's all of these...
All 11.
All 11 ordinances.
All 11.
Until we can... make the amendments that the mayor wants to make and the ones that I want to propose.
Now, will the people be advised a week or so before this thing comes up again?
The people are...
We've had our hearing.
We've had our hearing, but the people are welcome to come over any council meeting from beginning to end. Every transaction that's carried on will come before them right here in the council meeting. They've spoken on it.
I think that we ought to certainly give them a week's notice so that they know a week ahead of time is coming up. I feel that the reason that there weren't too many people talking this morning, they don't think it does any good to talk.
That's obvious.
You fellas have made up your mind on the thing, and our own legal counsel, our own legal department has told us it's illegal. Now, I understand you're going to fire them. And that's why they haven't got any confidence in you fellas when you operate that way. I certainly think that we should give the people at least a week's notice, and so they can come over here if they want to talk. Let them come over.
Well, there's only two of them talked this morning.
Well, they probably feel
they certainly
it just don't do
two
any
weeks
good.
On this they've registered their complaints. People that wanted to register their complaints have still registered.
Mr. Mayor, can I say something?
Yes.
Mr. Isles, you just made a statement that people are afraid to talk because they know it won't do any good. Well, Mr. Isles, I believe you know that for the past 6 years that has prevailed over here. We have come over here with requests for salaries, wage adjustments, other grievances. We presented facts that more than backed up our case, and we've known ahead of time what the answer was going to be. And you know that's right, don't you?
No, I don't, John.
Here with
that's
things
not
we
right.
We were right and knew we should have got them.
No.
And down the line, it's going 3-2 or 4-1 against us every time.
Well, John, I think that you've always had a hearing. You've always been able to present your case. Now, you haven't always won, I'll admit that. But you always have had a chance to come over and be listened to.
Except for one time, Mr. Isles. I came over here with a request for some salary adjustments for a captain in the fire department who was supposed to have got a raise and didn't get it. We met with the chief, then met Mr. Howell, and our answer was no. And I came up here to request it, and Mr. Howell turned around and said this was not the time for it. I says to the mayor, I said, do I have the opportunity to speak? And he had the guts to send on that flag and deny me the opportunity to make my request here at this council meeting. And Mr. Mills says, if you meet with Mr. Howell, and if you don't receive the satisfaction, you can send me a letter and I'll bring it up for you. Isn't that right?
That's right.
So this is nothing new, Mr. Isles, and people do have a chance to be heard over here. We always had.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Well, pal, you've been around long enough to notice how things act over here, how they have in the past.
Well, the thing that I've had a number of people wonder what they can do on this thing. I've had more calls here in the last 2 or 3 weeks than I have ever before.
No, they want to delay final action, so this hearing Thursday won't take place, I think, part of it.
But I think that you certainly should give people a little warning before it comes up, because this is a very important matter, and it changes our city government. It changes the way we've operated.
Well, do you probably want to vote for this as they are now?
I don't know. I think it's all right, but I think that we should let the people know ahead of time before it does come up.
You think they're all right, huh?
I think they're all wrong.
Oh.
I'm taking our legal department's opinion, and I think that you fellas should take it, rather than to dismiss them and try to find some legal authority that will okay the thing. That's apparently what's going on. You want to try to find some legal opinion that will agree with you.
Well, does any other council member want to talk on? Motion is to defer action.
Moved by Connolly, third reading and final action upon
the 11 proposed ordinances relating to administration of departments, appointed powers, and appointments be deferred pending preparation of amending legislation. Conley?
Aye.
Denny?
No.
Isles?
No.
McGowan?
Aye.
Mills?
Yes.
All right, we'll get back to the agenda now. I want to thank everybody for coming over. I hope that we have a full council meeting every Monday. I think that it's very good for everybody to come over and see how democracy works.
Are you going to have a Thursday meeting? Are you going to have a Thursday meeting now?
No. We're not having no Thursday meeting.
You're going to do it on Thursday, are you?
No.
Still moving.
Item, just for,
pending investigation.
Just no action on it today. Here's one not on the agenda. Authorizing city clerk to issue class B beer permit, new application, all license permits in order, no police record. Buyer Kenneth Robert Kronberg, doing business Ingersoll Tavern, 1711 Ingersoll Avenue. Seller Homer Ronald Ed Cox's permit expired June 30th, 1956. No police record on either. The case is pending.
Move.
Conley, Denny, Isles, McGowan, Mills. Not on the agenda. Authorizing city clerk to issue class B beer permit, new application, all license permits in order. Police report as follows. Buyer Walter Earl Lundy and Orville Dale Stout, doing business the Green Gables, 4240 Vandalia Road. The record on Walter Earl Lundy, 9-15-55, charge intoxication. Disposition, $5 for 2 days paid. Charge, no inspection, seal on audit, disposition dismissed. That's the record of 9-15-55 on Walter Earl Lundy, Orville Dale Stout, the record 10-8-47, charged intoxication, disposition 10 days, county jail. 9-4-52, charged DP Cuba fighting, disposition $10 fine paid. Charge 9-4-52, same date, the charge of intoxication, disposition $5 and 2 days paid. Seller Ira Lee, Merle Rutledge, granted class B permit 5-14-56, canceled permit 7-16-56, and the roll call number 2609, no police record.
What was that last date?
She canceled her permit 7-16-56, on the roll call number 2609, that's the seller. There was no police record on the seller.
She surrendered it.
Yes.
What'd you have, intoxication charge on each one of them,
right? 9-15-55, intoxication charge on one, and the other was in 47, the intoxication charge was on one in 1947, on the other, and it was in 1955, September 55.
They were dismissed. Oh no, one was $5. Intoxication was $5, and inspection was dismissed. What's your pleasure, son?
Put an 9:15:55 is it?
Intoxication, disposition, 5 hours.
Yeah, one charge.
I'll move the thing. All of this is intoxication.
Moved by Connolly to adopt. Connolly, Denny.
Maybe he won't drink it long.
Hiles, McGowan, and Mills. Not on the agenda. Authorizing city clerk to issue dispensary license to the following. New application, police report as follows. Ellen M. Dickerson, 2020 Pleasant Street, to be employed by Dorothy May Patino, 603 Cherry Street. 9736 DP cubed by fighting intoxication, no disposition shown. 53037 intoxication and DP cubed. 22543 invested detective. 112743 intoxication. 21247 invested the detectives.
We have two convictions. Both intoxication.
47.
Dispensary license, and the last was in 47.
8 years ago, 9 years ago.
I thought we were going to have all of
this. Moved by Connolly. Connolly, Denny, Isles, McGowan, and Mills. Whereas by resolution duly adopted on January 3rd, 1956, by roll calls number 6 and 7, Wade Clark was appointed Corporation Counsel in the City of Des Moines, and Floyd I. Level was appointed City Solicitor. And whereas it is now deemed necessary and proper that the said Wade Clark and Floyd I. Level be discharged forthwith as said Corporation Counsel and City Solicitor, respectively. Now therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Des Moines, Iowa, that Wade Clark be and he is hereby discharged from his said position as Corporation Counsel as of the end of the business day, August 6, 1956, and be it further resolved that Floyd I. Level be and he is hereby discharged from his said position as City Solicitor as of the end of the business day, August 6, 1956.
You fellas don't want a legal department. You want a yes man. I think they've done an excellent job and deserve to be commended rather than kicked in the face.
I'll move.
You got your yes man picked out?
Mm-hmm. Moved by Connolly to adopt. Connolly? Denny?
No.
Isles?
No. I think that these two gentlemen have done a good job here, and I think it's a definite mistake to let them out at this time. I think it hurts the city. It'll put our legal department behind again, and it's just no good.
The city's got his yes man picked up.
McGowan?
Yes.
Mills?
Yes.
I'd like to say a few words here at this occasion. If the wording of the resolution seems rather abrupt, it was because we prepared it ourselves. We were called into a meeting in the clerk's office this morning, and Mr. Conley suggested that they would be glad to receive our resignations, and it was our thinking that...
That was just 3 men of the council there, wasn't it?
That's correct. In view of the situation that existed, we told them that we would rather have it go through the council action, which has just been completed. I assume that the opinion that was written on the 12 so-called amendments has been responsible to some extent in bringing this to its present stage. But I want to say that what opinions we've rendered have been at the request of the council and were given not with the thought of pleasing any person or group, but were made in accordance with our understanding of our professional duties. Now, I noticed in Mr. Levine's article, which I read during the intermission here, that he indicated that our opinion was a volunteered opinion.
May I correct that just a minute?
Just a minute.
No. Just a minute.
Just let him finish. Right.
Someone told me it was yours.
Whatever
it was, anyhow, it wasn't a true statement for us. Because the matter was discussed at Mr. Mills' office with Mr. Conley and Mr. McGowan, the opinion hadn't been written at that time. But they inquired as to when it would be ready, so at least it was their understanding that there was an opinion that would be forthcoming within a short time, anyhow. But I do want to say that the last 7 months that I've had the privilege to serve the city has been something that I wouldn't care to go through again, but I'll have some memories arising from it anyhow. And that's all I have to say at the time here. I just told the mayor that I would waive the plaque that goes with long and successful tenure. So.
I was just ready to move the issue.
I'd like to make my own statement on a couple of things you said there, Wade, such as this opinion being asked for. Now, I distinctly remember that when these ordinances were brought up, I referred, and I think the city clerk can dig it out and show you, that it was referred to the legal department for approval as to form only. And the week that the opinion was brought in, I never asked for an opinion, and I don't think Mr. McGowan or Mr. Mills did, and I asked Mr. Iles if he'd asked for one, and he said no, right here in the council chamber. Now, I don't know who asked for it.
Well, I asked for one, Bob. I asked
you. You said last 2 weeks ago in the council chamber here that you didn't. I asked you if you asked for a formal opinion on this thing, and you said no.
Well, I asked Mr.
You
Clark
said,
if he's
given one. Is this legal or not?
Yeah, I asked him if it had been rendered.
I don't want to get a big argument about it, Chuck, but I just want to make my statement. Okay. He made his, and anybody else can make theirs.
Further proves the point that you don't want a legal opinion, you want a yes, man.
Be it resolved by the City Council of the City of Mount Iowa that Milton W. Strickler be and he is hereby appointed City Attorney, Corporation Counsel, effective August 7, 1956, for the balance of the term of the ensuing administration.
I'll move.
Who's by that? Mills to adopt. Conley? Denny?
No.
Iles?
No.
McGowan, Mills.
Did you get an eye out of McGowan?